This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a day that will go down in history. The Capitol has been stormed. The Capitol has fallen to the forces of the Trump-supporting patriots. Videos from inside the House chamber tell us of shots being fired. Newly elected House Representative Lauren Boebert says we are locked in the House chambers. The speaker has been removed from the chambers. We have on the line now Owen Schroyer, who is live on the scene in Washington, D.C., Owen, what is going on there? Do you have any information for us?
Sure. In fact, we're probably going to have to be going back and forth with whatever intel we have, because obviously out in the streets, you know, we're just getting whatever we can out here. And I've just been pulled off the streets for the first time.
Speaking of, Owen, I just got this information, not confirmed, but we have reports of a woman shot in the arm attempting to breach the chamber. So we have guns drawn inside the chamber, furniture piled against the door. The security is firing out through the door and has apparently shot a woman in the arm. We have at least one gunshot wound. The Pentagon has denied the request to deploy the National Guard to the U.S. Capitol. That's of literally 2 seconds ago from Aurora Intel. And we're also receiving reports that the Georgia Capitol has been stormed as well. The state capitol in Georgia has now been stormed. So this is just incredible. And I'm sorry for interrupting you, Owen, but I mean, this is just unbelievable stuff that we're seeing here. Again, I'm sorry, back to you. What is it like on the ground there? Where are you? Are you near the Capitol? And just what's going on where you are?
No, I'm glad you broke in with that intel. In fact, we've been at the Capitol. We were there for about the last hour, maybe hour and a half. It's tough to say for sure. But we've now left the Capitol. We're trying to get a setup here that so we can get on air with you guys on a exit. That was on too. There, I would say, 50,000 people surrounding the Capitol right now, maybe even 100. It looks like people are out the streets here. And, yeah, apparently. So playback.
All right. That's Owen Schroyer there. They're on the scene in Washington, D.C., attempting to get a secure line so we can actually hear from them uninterrupted. Again, the just sheer number of people is overwhelming the cell systems. And we're having difficulty even getting in contact with people there, but they're getting set up and will soon be able to give us live updates of what it's like on the street. But again, we actually have a better view from them because we're not relying on just what we can see and hear. We're actually getting it from 1,000 different directions at once. I repeat, the Defense Department has just denied a request by D.C. officials to deploy the National Guard to the U.S. Capitol. They have denied that request. This is... Oh, my God. This is amazing. All right. So now we're seeing video of the protesters. They seem to have commandeered a window washing platform and are raising themselves up to the second floor to perhaps breach the windows there. Trump flags waving, American flags waving. Shots have been fired. We have reports of one woman shot from a protester. A female protester has been shot by the Capitol security, presumably, who is inside the House chamber there. Furniture piled up against the door. There were protesters trying to get through that door. Shots were fired through the window of that door and seemingly struck a protester. These are the unconfirmed reports that we are receiving from less than a minute ago. And we'll continue to bring you updates as we get them, folks. This is the revolution, and it's only going to be televised on Infowars.com. I'm receiving updates from all sorts of info warriors through Twitter, and we're also simply grabbing whatever we can from everybody who's there, including Elijah Schaefer, Julio Rosas. Now we see heavily armed with assault rifles, military-style rifles, body armor. This is the Capitol Police seemingly moving in towards the protesters. I don't know if we can expect more violence or if things will perhaps come to a head soon. But, yes, there are tens of thousands of Trump supporters who have yet to enter the Capitol, who have yet to attempt to breach the Capitol walls, a massive American flag hanging outside of the Capitol, scaling the walls using a window cleaning platform. And again, to me, the most amazing images as of yet are the furniture piled against the interior door inside the chamber, with at least three guards leveling their standard issue pistols through that door, and apparently the report is shots have been fired and at least one protester has been hit. Folks, this is absolutely incredible. Stay with us. We'll bring you up to date all day if this continues.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Shots fired, ladies and gentlemen. A request for the National Guard by Nancy Pelosi has been denied by the Pentagon. Protesters continue to breach various entry points of the U.S. Capitol, now using a window-washing platform to raise themselves up to the second level and attempt to break through windows there. This is absolutely unprecedented goings-on at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. We see there are images of protesters lying on the ground with their hands splayed as standing over them with military rifles leveled are the backup, the well-armored and well-armed battalions of Capital City Police here. You can see being laying down on the ground these protesters. It's a peaceful protest, folks, mostly peaceful. Trump supporters are just an idea. I think you're aware of that. The Senate is expected to go back into a session in an alternative session shortly, according to C-SPAN. That's the update by Ian Miles Chong. I believe we have Owen Schroyer back on the line. We got cut off there earlier, but I think he can hear me. Owen, are you there? Oh, he's gone again. Okay, yeah. So the cellular networks are in constant flux here as we continue to try to get reports from the ground. The videos that are being uploaded are coming intermittently, and we're bringing those to you just the minute that we get them, the second that we get them in many cases. Trump has tweeted out his disappointment in Pence. People posting these videos of the protesters absolutely surrounding and slamming. Okay, a bloody woman on a stretcher right now on MSNBC. That was 3 minutes ago by Maria Hinojosa. OMG, bloody woman on a stretcher right now. So that must have been the woman who was shot. The tweet from President Trump: please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. Here we're seeing video from, once again, inside the Senate chamber. You can see the members of the Congress crouching behind walls, hiding after as gunshots ring out. Although what has been reported so far is the only shots that have been fired are from the Capitol City Police out through the door of this chamber. At the protesters who are attempting to get in. Here we see the bloody stretcher and a woman, oh my gosh, being, oh my God, but putting pressure on a wound. It looked like, we heard reports she was shot in the arm. That looked like she was shot in the chest, perhaps the collarbone, but absolutely covered in blood as she's rushed away from the Capitol. This may be the first casualty of the second American Revolution. This woman who is presumably, oh my God, and they're pumping her. Wow, they're pumping her chest. That means she was most likely unresponsive. That woman may have died or at least sustained a critical energy. Owen, Owen's on the line now. Owen, you're there. We're seeing images, live images of protesters inside the congressional chamber, and we just saw a very disturbing video of a young woman being wheeled away, blood all over her chest being palpitated by the first responders there. It did not look good for her. You're on the air now, Owen.
So we've gotten to a location now where I should be able to talk without getting interrupted. Let me just walk through my day real quick, and we can kind of give you an update. or we can go back and forth with the latest update. I'm on air right now. So basically, okay.
This is historic. The city is going under martial law. We caught Antifa provocateurs with witnesses and the footage that first started the storming, but then triggered all this.
So Alex is going to be breaking that down momentarily. We got to the Trump rally today about 8 a.m. There were probably about 500,000 people there that we could see. The entire Washington Monument was filled. I mean, unlike anything we've ever seen, 500,000, I would say conservatively. Trump spoke. The whole crowd was there till about 2 p.m. We then marched to the Capitol, where it looks like maybe half the crowd has gathered. At least 100,000 people here have surrounded the Capitol.
More than 100,000.
They have maybe even...
On the war. Cut all ads on the war room and go commercial free as soon as they can. Go commercial free on all shows, commercial free. I'm telling you, folks, this is historic. They declared basically martial law. They're sending in National Guard. It's absolutely insane. All because Antifa, the minute Trump announced he was going to come speak, Antifa dressed up like patriots but with knee pads and arm pads, attacked the police to stage the trigger event. So they triggered this stampede. We have the witnesses. We have the footage.
And right now, I mean, again, we're on one side of the Capitol, so we can't see both sides. But on this side alone, there's probably about 100,000 people. They've taken the Capitol grounds. They've surrounded the building itself. They're on the actual building structure. Also, as you know, that they've gotten in. So this is all developing right now. But at least 1 million people in D.C., many of which are surrounding the Capitol, many of which are just still roaming the streets. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight at 6 p.m. But, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, we literally own these streets right now. There is not a block within the White House or the Capitol or the Supreme Court or anything where there's not at least 10,000, 100,000, 250,000 Trump supporters. And so, you know, it's so tough to really put this into perspective, because here's the deal. We're not violent revolutionaries, but they've taken our country. Our country is occupied, and you can debate all day long what the appropriate response is. The point is, we finally have a response, and we haven't had any fight in our Congress. We haven't had any fight in our legislatures. And so this is what's going to happen, is we the people are going to have to fight. Again, we did not come here as violent revolutionaries, but the history is definitely being made right now. I don't know if today is the turning point that will change the course of American history, or if this is just the nexus of the beginning of we the people taking our country back. But, I mean, honestly, it's hard to really put into words. It's hard to really vocalize what exactly I'm witnessing. I mean, the images will maybe do it justice, but we're going to have to see what comes of this. And again, we've just been on the ground leading rallies, leading marches, doing speeches, and it eventually all culminated here at the Capitol, which, again, I'd say at least 100,000 people I'm looking at on one side of the Capitol. And this isn't even the side they breached. This is the side of the inauguration stage that they have set up, which has also been taken by Trump supporters. They've unveiled massive American flags. They've put up Trump flags on the scaffolding. I mean, everywhere you look, the whole building surrounded by American flags, Trump flags, people chanting USA. Quite frankly, it gave me chills and goosebumps to be seeing this. But there's definitely going to be tours out here. There's no doubt that the Democrats here, at least locally, are going to be using this to get curfew starting at 6 p.m.
Okay. Yes, we are skipping all breaks. We're you're breaking up just a little bit there. Maybe if we can resecure that connection, we can come back to you. Just let me give you a quick update here. Hundreds of protesters now inside the U.S. Capitol building. At least one woman has been shot. She may be the first casualty of the second American Revolution. A woman looked like she was in at least a critical condition. A first responder EMS worker palpitating her heart as she was rushed off the scene on a gurney, blood pouring out from a wound that looked to be in her chest, perhaps her collarbone, although reports say she was shot in the arm. The report is that this was a bullet fired through the door of the chamber, the congressional chamber, the furniture piled up there as protesters tried to breach. We have many images of people inside Senate offices. Apparently Baked Alaska is inside one of the offices, a popular YouTube streamer, a live streamer. The crowds continue to grow. A curfew has been issued for 6 p.m. by the mayor of D.C. Nancy Pelosi has requested the National Guard come in to clear out the Capitol, but that request has been denied by the Pentagon. protesters roaming the rooms of the U.S. Capitol on live stream with complete abandon, complete access to any information they require, because this happened so fast that the senators and congressmen were not able to actually do anything to, my God, I'm seeing this image again of this woman. I mean, the blood is everywhere. I think that woman's dead. I honestly think this woman has been severely injured, if not killed. This is serious, folks. President Trump in a tweet says, "I'm asking for everybody at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence." This is following a woman having been shot. We have people inside the Capitol in the marble staircases, climbing the walls from within, waving Trump flags, standing at the speaker's position in the Senate and congressional chambers. At least one person shot. That's the woman that we saw on screen. Hundreds of protesters now within the Capitol. People are responding to this in almost predictable ways. You have people such as Eric Erickson saying, "Shoot the protesters, waive the rules, impeach, waive the rules, convict, waive the rules, deny the ability to run for election again," which, of course, was their plan anyway and all along. Here we're seeing images of the...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is unacceptable. Tear gas now being deployed within the Capitol. This is shocking and astonishing. And again, the only violence I have seen perpetrated so far beyond, you know, one or two, you know, punches in return for a punch thrown by a police officer. The only violence I have seen has been the cold-blooded point-blank shooting of a woman in the chest by the Capitol City, the Capitol Police, rather. This is disturbing. And, of course, the leftists are saying, just shoot them all. You know, if you dare protest against us, we can protest. We can burn your city down for a year and a half. We can just, you know, for a year, for 4 years, we can just obstruct everything. We can destroy everything. We can murder people in cold blood. Vice Magazine will give us a good 30-minute documentary in order to air our views, to smear the dead man, to call him racist and a bigot and a Nazi in order to justify his death. That's the reaction you get if you are a protester on the left. You get complete carte blanche. Even if you're caught in the act, even if you resist arrest, even if you attack police officers, you'll be taken to the prosecutor, who takes their orders from the Soros-funded organizations to let you go immediately, punish you not at all, and allow you the very next day to go out and destroy and cavort once again. So tables have turned. If you're a Republican, if you are a conservative, if you actually protest in an effective and aggressive way, in the exact same way that has been protested for the last year, you apparently deserve to be shot down in cold blood, even though you're unarmed, even though you're peaceful. Even though, as we've heard time and time again, hey, things can be replaced. Stuff can be replaced. Well, you'll be shot down cold, dead, your blood spilling on the floor of the Capitol. This is absolutely incredible. Absolutely unbelievable. Hundreds of protesters now in the U.S. Capitol. Tear gas being spread. Looks like we're getting more updates. Protesters now on the House floor. On the House floor, rifling through lawmakers' desks. It'll be interesting to see what information comes from this. People are already investigating the things that are being found on stuff like the Nancy Pelosi's computer. And, of course, on the right, people on Twitter are now reposting tweets from people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says, the whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable. Activists take that discomfort with the status quo and advocate for concrete policy changes. Popular support often starts small and grows. To folks who complain, protest demands make others uncomfortable. That's the point. Mm-hmm. And the double standard rises again. If the Democrats didn't have a double standard, they wouldn't have standards at all. Milo Yiannopoulos writes out on Twitter, quote, all I need now is Alex Jones in the speaker's chair. Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and the InfoWars crew is not currently inside the Capitol. I don't believe they're even on the Capitol grounds. I think they're in a secure building, just a little ways away, overlooking all of this chaos going on and attempting and trying and striving to set up a more secure phone line and video line so we can be taking their feed and hearing from them on the ground what exactly is happening. Once again, Eric Erickson on Twitter has been deleted. It's got 715 likes. He says, shoot the protesters, waive the rules, impeach, waive the rules, convict, waive the rules, deny the ability to run for election again. Of course, this is standard for the Democrats. They have said time and time again, as this election has wound down, the moment Donald Trump is out of office, they'll be prosecuting him. They'll be prosecuting anybody that supported him. They'll be sending to jail anybody that dared to support the president of the United States. That in and of itself is a greater threat to the American system and the republic, as fragile as it is. That sentiment, those expressions are more of a threat to our system and our country than this protest ever could be. Once the system itself starts persecuting people politically, starts prosecuting people for their political views, starts punishing people with the full weight and force of the state behind them because of their differing political views, that is the death of the republic. From Ted Cruz, he says, quote, those storming the Capitol need to stop now. The Constitution protects peaceful protest, but violence from left or right is always wrong. I have not seen any violence. I have not seen any violence from the protesters yet. Am I wrong? Can the crew tell me? Have I seen violence from the protesters? They've broken a few windows. They've torn down some barriers. I've seen one or two throw a punch here or there, but they usually get, I think all those people have been sort of arrested and pulled away. I've seen no violence on behalf of the protesters, only being committed against them. So Ted Cruz can tell the police officers, don't shoot peaceful protesters. How about the police don't gun down innocent protesters who are unarmed? Because that's what's happening right now. That's what's just happened. And we've not received an update yet of that young woman who was shot point blank through a window by the Capital City Police. That's what we're seeing now, and we're seeing rifle-armed, terrified-looking police officers, Capitol officers, keeping people down like hostages there in the in or near the rotunda. But yes, leftists advocating to shoot the protesters while being presented with their own sentiments from earlier this year, saying that protests are good. You're supposed to be uncomfortable. You're supposed to be uncomfortable. Crowd continues to increase in size. We'll continue to bring you updates, videos, images, and information as we get it. My God. The images of this gunshot victim are truly harrowing. Hard drives, this is from Nicole Arbor, hard drives from offices in the Capitol have been taken by citizens. This is bananas. So it looks like the people who have been able to successfully break into Senate offices and congressional offices did so with such swiftness that the protesters there were, the staffers and congressmen and senators there were unable to even grab their information, grab their papers, or even shut down their computers. So now, unlocked and open to anybody, those computers are being accessed by the protesters, who themselves are gathering information, downloading hard drives, or stealing the hard drives outright. We can expect to see the fallout from this continue on for a very long time. But I remind you again, after a year of complete chaos, a year of protest, a year of literally tens of thousands of violent riots with dozens of murders, just trillions of dollars worth of damage, maybe not trillions, but many, many billions of dollars worth of damage to American cities. We have heard time and time again how valuable protests are, how good protests are, how Antifa is only an idea, how Black Lives Matter is simply a set of beliefs that if you don't believe, you're racist. And we've watched silently because we always knew that at the end of the day, we had our vote. We always knew that when it came right down to it, the American system was powerful enough, flexible enough, good enough to maintain. And we knew that if we just trusted and exerted our rights as members of a republic and citizens of this democracy, that we could regain our footing and get back on track. Well, that vote has been stolen from us. If you're wondering what is inspiring the overwhelming activity that we're seeing here at the Capitol as Trump supporters move into the Capitol building and start to destroy things, it's that last release valve has been taken, destroyed, perverted, and prevented from being accessed and used by the people who for so long have patiently stood by and watched their country literally burned around them. Now, I haven't seen any of these protesters tear down statues. I haven't seen any of these protesters commit violence. I haven't seen any of them attack police. In fact, quite to the contrary, I've seen police retreating with Trump protesters standing in front of the police officers, holding up their hands, preventing other protesters from doing anything untoward. This just in from...
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Paid for by foreigners, trained by Chinese communists, and they've been allowed to perpetrate the most egregious violence all over the United States for a year. And it seems like finally, after having been robbed of their last release, that final chance of we can at least vote, we at least have our vote, you know, well, that got robbed from them and was in the process of being robbed from them today when all of this chaos broke out. I'm serious. I don't think there's I have not seen violence from the protesters. I've seen them tear down barriers. I've seen them break windows. I've seen them push and shove at cops. I've seen one guy throw a punch at a cop after the cop punched him. I've seen mace being sprayed in both directions. I've seen a mere percentage of a percentage of the violence we saw on nearly a daily basis starting in about March of last year and continuing all the way through the summer with tens of thousands of riots, a large portion of which were not just violent but deadly at the hands of protesters who were never caught, never punished, and never even addressed or acknowledged by their constituent or by their representatives. Again, from disclose.tv, urgent, pull that back up. Virginia National Guard and 200 state troopers are now being deployed to Washington, D.C. So while the Pentagon has denied the D.C. mayor and Nancy Pelosi, they've denied sending soldiers into the Capitol. It looks like the Virginia National Guard and 200 state troopers are now being deployed to Washington, D.C. We've heard reports of Georgia and Kansas state houses both having been occupied, both having been attacked. And we're seeing live view on Fox News and other places of heavily armed, heavily armored police officers moving towards the U.S. Capitol. And again, that woman who was shot is in critical condition as of now. And now we're also seeing from Tim Dunn on Twitter the tunnels that were used to bring up. So it looks like this is just mind blowing, folks. I'm having trouble getting a good grip on exactly what's going on. From BNO News, large number of police and SWAT vehicles are moving towards Washington, D.C. right now. And we actually have a video of the police officer shooting the woman inside the United States Capitol building. And again, just imagine, folks, if on the first day of Black Lives Matter rallies, the Black Lives Matter riots, one of their protesters who was unarmed, a woman was shot at point blank range in the chest by a police officer. Would we ever hear the end of it? Would this not be an example of the tyranny of the fascism that they love to portray? The violence and destruction taking place at the U.S. Capitol must stop. This is a tweet by Mike Pence. The violence and destruction taking place at the U.S. Capitol must stop, and it must stop now. Anybody involved must respect law enforcement officers and immediately leave the building. He continues to say, peaceful protest is the right of every American, but this attack on our Capitol will not be tolerated, and those involved will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Wouldn't that be a change? Wouldn't that be something new? Protesters prosecuted. How many hundreds of thousands of people have been arrested in places like Portland, Washington, Minnesota, Michigan, have been taken to the prosecutor, released that very day to be out on the street committing the same crime, being arrested once again the very next day? Time and time again, this has occurred. But I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't put it past them. You know that the way our country is right now, the full force and weight of every single system, every single law enforcement agency will be brought to bear, and they will attempt to make an example out of anybody and everybody involved in this. Where we go from here is hard to tell, hard to say. Trump encouraging his supporters to stay peaceful, which they have. They absolutely have. Once again, no, I didn't see any people attacking police. I didn't see them throwing rocks or bricks at the police, as we saw in places like Chicago throughout the summer. Who's this? Representative David Trone says, I'm safe. We've been evacuated. Let me be clear. We will not be stopped by this lawless intimidation. That's how you got here, isn't it? Lawless intimidation. Isn't that what brought us to this point? The lawlessness and intimidation being exerted by Black Lives Matter and Antifa for the better part of a year. And once again, I mean, if this were the Democrats doing it, we would see exactly the same images that we see here today. And the Democrats would be out there saying, Trump supporters don't exist. That's a fiction of your imagination. That's what Jerry Nadler said. He said, Antifa is a fiction, a part of your imagination. It's a fiction. It's a lie. It doesn't exist. It's a right-wing conspiracy theory. That's what he said about Antifa months and months after the riots had begun and continued on a daily basis. He said it doesn't exist. Kayla McKinney at President Trump's directive, the National Guard. Okay, all right. So he's, so President Trump is sending the National Guard now. He never sent it for Antifa. Okay, we have Owen Schroyer now overlooking the U.S. Capitol. Massive crowds over his shoulder.
Check one, two, three, four.
Doing a quick audio check. Let me know whenever he can hear me. Owen, can you read me?
Say we now go.
All right. All right, folks. We have Owen Schroyer and the InfoWars crew in Washington, D.C. overlooking the U.S. Capitol. We now go live to Owen Schroyer in Washington, D.C.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com, and I'm really not quite sure how to tell you the history that we're witnessing here today, other than for you to just see the actual images of millions of patriots rallying for Trump today, chanting USA. Capitol building, where they have now breached the grounds and are now surrounding the Capitol building. Now, these are the types of events that go down in history. This January 6th, 2021 will no doubt go down in American history. Now, what will that history say about today? We're here fighting for President Trump. We're here fighting for our elections. We're here fighting for the Republic. We want to use this day, as we're seeing all the traitors in the Republican Party and Congress everywhere, stab us in the back. We all know Trump won. We all know they stole it. We saw the hundreds of thousands of illegal ballots that gave Biden the victory in Georgia come in at 6 a.m. They counted for weeks. We saw the 100,000 ballots that came in for Biden in Michigan at 6 a.m. that gave him... We all saw it happen, and they want to tell us, oh, no, that didn't happen. That's not happening. Kind of like when they go on air, when there's burning buildings behind them, and they say, this is a peaceful protest, but there's burning buildings behind them.
Going to break.
A peaceful protest. Nothing has been burned, but then people apparently have been shot inside the Capitol. Now, we're still getting intel on what that is. We've gotten to a safe location because it was just too crazy out there on the streets. But
and that was Capitol Police. That's probably false. That's the left probably. We're getting later in the intel. It's probably false.
What's false?
The shooting inside.
Well, there was. I mean, a woman came out in a gurney bleeding. So I don't know who. We don't know who did it.
Point is, it's crazy.
Point is, again, this is just America.
There's video now
right now, and Pence has now said no Biden
place.
Won, so now Pence has also betrayed President Donald Trump. So Trump is now a man on a mountain by himself, and he has we the people fighting for him.
By the way, the police just confirmed
stand down.
One woman was shot in the leg inside the Capitol.
So we've had one person shot, but again, they breached the building, and they got in while they were voting to either certify or debate whether they were going to certify it for Biden or not, and that's when it happened. And so all hell is broken loose. They have Congress in the underground tunnels, which we told you they were going to do yesterday, and in fact they did do yesterday. So look, we want freedom. We want liberty. And when the government fears the people, we have that. Now, we don't want them to feel that there's a violent revolution coming, but we want them to know that we the people are not going to stand for their treason, and we the people are not going to stand for rigged elections. Now, people can debate all day long. What is the appropriate response?
We're continuing live through the breaks on InfoWars.com and Band.video. The live streams are continuing. The radio stations may be going to break now, but we'll...
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fourth hour, the War Room commercial free, Odell host.
Right, folks, we're coming back from break here if you're listening to a radio station, but we're going live commercial free on Infowars.com and Band.video. Alex Jones reporting outside the U.S. Capitol.
With elbow pads and knee pads attacking people, and folks saw them militarily come in. A lot of vets were over here, and they said, yeah, they were very military.
All right. Once
elbow pads and knee pads, kind of gray outfits. They came in, attacked the riot police, said, let's go, let's do it. Got some people to follow them. Then they all pulled out real quick, and I ran to a bunch of experts who were witnesses to what else happened. But as soon as I saw the footage, Trump had just announced, I'm going to drive in 20 minutes over there from his big rally for a peaceful protest here at the Capitol. Within minutes of that, everybody's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. People are attacking the police. All this crazy stuff's happening. All this crazy stuff's going down. All this crazy stuff's unfolding. And then, boom. I was like, man, they're going to do provocateur action. And sure enough, minutes later, that happened. 95% is provocateur. We have the witnesses. We have the footage. We have so much. We have the witness footage. But we're up here. Again, the city, it goes under a 6 o'clock curfew. They declared an emergency all over. Somebody randomly getting shot outside the Capitol. A lot of really weird stuff going on. But we need to be peaceful, as we've always said. We're not anti. We're not BLM. So Infowars.com will be here covering this all live right now. Harris and Swiss is going to take back over. We're going to move up underneath the awning, get another shot. And then Owen's going to take back over on the other side. Then I'm going to come in a little bit towards the middle of the next hour. I'm getting my head around this right now. I've got some important stuff we're going to cover. But we're fighting a foreign takeover. We're doing it peacefully. But this is an information war. We'll be right back on the other side. Harrison Smith, take over.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, so we're receiving a lot more information here as we move forward. We are going commercial free on the live streams, the radio stations may still choose to run their commercial breaks, but on Infowars.com and Band.video, the live streams will continue without interruption. Here's some breaking updated news. MSNBC says the person shot on the Capitol grounds is in critical condition. Five others, including a law enforcement officer, have also been sent to a hospital. The entire National Guard in Washington, D.C. has been activated, and from, this is unconfirmed, but it does say that protesters are engaging U.S. Secret Service hand-to-hand combat. Again, that's unconfirmed. I'm not sure if that's a troll post or not. Mike Pence has said the violence and destruction taking place at the U.S. Capitol must stop, and it must stop now. Anybody involved must respect law enforcement officers and immediately leave the building. This attack on our Capitol will not be tolerated, and those involved will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Absolutely incredible stuff. Hakeem Jeffries says members plan to return and certify the Electoral College. Members from both parties applaud, but first, they're still clearing the Capitol. The media is calling the riot an insurrection. Now, wouldn't it be amazing to be a Democrat? Wouldn't it just be absolutely amazing if we were the mainstream media and we could sit here with all of this going on, with people being shot, with the Capitol building broken into, and we could just sit here and go, well, a small, peaceful gathering of Trump supporters occurred earlier today. It was nothing really to see. No one was hurt. Nothing really happened. It was just regular Americans expressing their right to protest. And if you dare to oppose this, and all of this talk of sending in the National Guard is clear evidence of tyranny and, the fascism that is slowly gripping our entire country. And if you don't support this, you are a racist, and you want innocent people to be murdered by police. We don't have the luxury of being able to ignore reality here. We have to face it as it comes. And so we're bringing you everything that we hear and see up to date. The Washington State Capitol building in Olympia, Washington, also has a large crowd gathered outside of it, with people saying, quote, "We go down swinging." And again, the media, after having ignored a year's worth of rioting, after having downplayed the violence, the destruction, the chaos that has been wrought on the American people for the better part of a year, as decent Americans were shut down, locked down, imprisoned in their own homes, and forced to shut down their businesses for the sake of COVID-19. And we were told the riots were not riots, they were protests. The destruction wasn't destruction, it was speech. And now, after less than 2 hours of pushback from the right, they're calling it an insurrection. They're calling in the National Guard. They're advocating for every one of the protesters to be shot. And they are freaking out completely. I guess this was to be expected. Now, again, we've had a bird's eye view of all of this, and now they're saying from Zero Hedge, explosive device found at RNC, DNC has been evacuated. Not sure where those exactly are, if those are parts of the Capitol building or if those are nearby buildings. At least one woman has been shot. She's fighting for her life in critical condition. The video of that firing, which we played on air not too long ago, has been expunged from Twitter. Twitter has hidden the account that posted it, and the video itself has been taken down. They're saying a reporter is having a panic attack because they're locked in the Capitol without any police protection, and we hear and feel rumblings underneath us. This is scary, folks, especially after being labeled the enemy for some 4 years. We'll keep bringing you updates here. This is Infowars.com. We're going commercial free completely. By the way, more people posting and tagging me in these types of posts. Remember when Dems were allowed to protest inside the rotunda? Then one of them cornered Jeff Flake in an elevator. Yeah, good times, right? Say our vote, our turn. Hashtag our vote, our turn. More protesters breaking into congressional offices, senatorial offices, and destroying or taking information and hard drives. It looked like this This video of the woman being shot is being re-uploaded. As far as I can tell, it looks like she was shot through the door. It looks like she's shot through the window of that door. My God, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we have Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer are there on the scene. They're getting themselves set up so we can get a solid stream from them, and we can hear. Owen is live right now, and we have him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is live on the scene. Sirens behind us. Flares have been shot in the air. The Capitol has been breached. A lady has been shot by Capitol Police. And, I mean, this is just history in the making. And quite frankly, this lady getting shot is only going to make people even madder because it just is going to show the double standard again. It's just going to show the double standard again that we have to witness so much here, which is... $2 billion in property damage this summer, no arrests, no one held accountable. Oh, but we go into the Capitol and the lady gets shot, nobody will even know her name. But if somebody overdoses on fentanyl in Milwaukee, it causes $2 billion in property damage. We're still getting intel. People are still outside the Capitol. This is a developing story and a developing situation, a turning point perhaps in U.S. history and in world history. And I'm not even sure how to even describe this. I think the images and the story...
Look, there's a communist Chinese takeover with the New World Order of the country. They're trying to steal the election. They're trying to bankrupt the nation. They're telling us the country shouldn't even exist. They're telling us the word mother and father can't exist. This is a communist takeover. And everybody knows it, and so America's starting to push back. And Xi Jinping and everybody else needs to know, you're the ones starting all this, not us. And you're the ones that are going to pay, just like Hitler and just like all the rest of scumbags.
And you know, this is what happens. This is the result. This is like if you don't deal with a cancer and you have cancer and you don't deal with it until it's too late, they basically only have one shot, and that's just a chemotherapy, radiate the hell out of you, and then hope you can survive. That's what we're going through. We've had a cancer in this country for decades. We've had a communist Chinese takeover for decades. We've been occupied by tyrants for decades, and we've been ignoring it.
And that's why we've had a background at the show the last week of the Capitol red clouds going over it. We should put that background up because there it is, folks, a foreign takeover of our country that was so powerful and successful because it was freer than other nations. The freedom is what makes us have money and be prosperous. And now it's draining out. It's like all the blue cities and all the blue states. So more of our crew got here. We got more of our better equipment. We're going to reconnoiter some of that before we start the fourth hour. We're going to hand this back over to Harrison Smith. But we'll be back co-hosting in the fourth hour to say great job, the crew.
War Room.
And War Room's coming up as well. So we're going to be hosting all of that today and a lot more. We're going to host right through the next hour, right into the War Room, and so much more. And remember, we have to have our own communications to get this out. They say they're going to march at 6 o'clock. The National Guard and a bunch of police in, they've already been throwing fat flashbangs at the crowds to attack those peaceful patriots down there. And myself, my wife, the crew was all just down there. My wife got cut off from us and was down there and just got back. There's families with children. And now I talked to folks in contact with the Capitol Police. I'll just leave it at that. There's photos of this. We're getting it right now of the Capitol Police officer or security guard shooting the woman in the neck. So this is like V for Vendetta type stuff. This is the real world. And we're going to get all those images. We're going to get them up on screen for you at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But take the live streams of the feeds at man.video of this show and the live show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.